all that evil, but he made his son pass through the fire. He practiced witchcraft and used divination and dealt with mediums and spiritualists. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord, provoking him to anger. Now that's a terrible legacy. Manasseh's reign was characterized by widespread apostasy and wholesale wickedness, with prostitutes offering their services in the temple and with children being offered as sacrifices just outside the city in the valley of Hinnom. Well, so great was the influence of Manasseh's wickedness that he caused the nation to do more evil than had been done by the Canaanites, whom God had driven out of the land centuries earlier. And then Manasseh died, and his last request was to be buried in the backyard of his own home. Well, that left Amon to become king. And we're told in scriptures that he walked in the way of his father, Manasseh, and served idols that his father had served and worshiped them. And so he forsook the Lord, the God of his fathers, and he did not walk in the way of the Lord. Now, Amon reigned for only 2 years because he had so many wicked people around him that a contingent rose up and actually murdered him in his own home. So think about that. Here's Josiah at 6 years old. His wicked grandfather is buried in his own backyard. And then just 2 years later, when he's 8 years old, all of a sudden his father is murdered right in his own home. Now, those are terrible pictures. And yet, let's look at how Josiah reacted to those. Recorded in 2 Kings chapter 22, here's what we read. When Josiah was 8 years old, he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And he did right in the sight of the Lord, and he walked in all the ways of his father David. Now, did you notice what just happened? Josiah did not walk in the ways of his grandfather, Manasseh, or in the way of his father, Amon. He walked in the way of his father, David. Josiah switched fathers. When his father was murdered, Josiah inherited not only the throne, but also a dark and distorted picture of what the person who sat on the throne should look like. But Josiah had a choice. He could live by the picture he was left with, or he could look through the family album for some other picture to live by. Now, to do so, he needed to go back only a few generations. Stopping at